Chapter 13, Treatment and Support, Where to Turn for Help. Healing from the effects of combat takes time, patience, and the right kind of support. For many veterans, the hardest part is admitting they need help. It can feel like a weakness to reach out, but the truth is that asking for help is a sign of strength. The road to healing is not a straight path, and it often requires guidance from trained professionals and supportive communities. Understanding the different types of help available can make a huge difference in rebuilding personal relationships and finding peace within. The role of therapy, coaching, and veteran support programs. Therapy is one of the most effective ways for veterans to work through the emotional and psychological effects of combat. Talking to a mental health professional can help make sense of difficult feelings like anger, guilt, and sadness. Therapists are trained to guide veterans through these emotions in a way that feels safe and non-judgmental. They can also help identify patterns of destructive behavior and find healthier ways to cope. Coaching is another valuable resource. A life coach or peer mentor can provide guidance on setting personal goals, improving communication skills, and rebuilding trust with loved ones. Unlike therapy, coaching focuses more on the future and how to make positive changes moving forward. Some veterans find it helpful to work with both a therapist and a coach to balance emotional healing with practical life improvements. Veteran support programs are essential for long-term healing. Programs like the Veterans Affairs, VA, system offer access to therapy, support groups, and medical care. There are also nonprofit organizations that focus specifically on helping veterans adjust to civilian life. Peer support groups allow veterans to connect with others who understand what they've been through. Talking with other veterans can create a sense of belonging and reduce feelings of isolation. Support programs also offer resources for families. Healing isn't just about the veteran, it's about rebuilding the connections that have been damaged by the effects of combat. Family therapy and relationship coaching can help spouses, children, and other loved ones understand what the veteran is going through and learn how to offer the right kind of support. How talking about struggles can prevent destruction. Keeping emotions bottled up can be dangerous. Many veterans feel that they need to stay strong and avoid showing weakness, even when they're struggling. This often leads to anger, emotional distance, and eventually the breakdown of personal relationships. Talking about what's going on inside can stop this downward spiral before it starts. Opening up about feelings is not easy, especially for those who have been trained to keep emotions in check. Veterans are often taught to focus on the mission and push aside feelings of fear or sadness. But once they return to civilian life, those feelings don't just go away, they build up until they explode. This is why it's so important to create a safe space where veterans feel comfortable talking about their experiences. Trusted friends and family members can be a good starting point. It's important to let veterans speak without judgment or interruption. Sometimes they need to vent without someone trying to fix the problem. Just being heard can make a big difference. For some veterans, talking to another veteran feels safer than talking to a civilian. Peer support groups allow veterans to share experiences without fear of being misunderstood. When veterans see that others have faced similar struggles and found ways to heal, it gives them hope that they can heal too. Professional therapy provides another layer of support. Therapists understand the psychological effects of combat and know how to guide veterans through difficult emotions. They can teach coping skills, helping veterans process trauma and work on rebuilding trust with loved ones. Therapy is not about reliving the trauma. It's about understanding it and learning how to move forward. Talking openly about mental health reduces the shame and stigma that often surround it. When veterans realize they're not alone and that others have faced similar battles, they're more likely to seek help before things reach a breaking point. Understanding that healing is a lifelong journey, not a quick fix. Many veterans want to feel better immediately. After years of dealing with emotional pain and relationship struggles, it's natural to hope for a quick solution. Unfortunately, healing doesn't work that way. It's a process that takes time, effort, and patience. Healing starts with understanding that there's no perfect roadmap. Some days will feel better than others. There will be setbacks and difficult moments. What matters is staying committed to the process and not giving up when things get hard. Therapy and support programs are not a one-time fix. They're tools that need to be used consistently. Veterans who make therapy a regular part of their lives often find that it helps them stay grounded and emotionally balanced. Even after significant progress, regular check-ins with a therapist or support group can prevent old patterns from returning. Healing also involves finding new ways to manage stress and emotional triggers. Veterans may need to adjust their coping strategies as they grow and change. What worked at the beginning of the healing process may not work 5 years down the line. Flexibility and willingness to try new approaches are key. Support from loved ones is another important part of the healing journey. Veterans need to feel that they are not alone. Family members and partners who understand the healing process can help veterans stay on track and provide encouragement during difficult times. It's important for loved ones to be patient and not expect immediate change. Healing happens in layers, and it can't be rushed. Veterans also need to give themselves grace during the healing process. It's easy to get frustrated when things don't improve quickly. But healing is not about perfection. It's about progress. Learning to forgive oneself for mistakes and setbacks is a huge part of emotional growth. The goal of healing is not to erase the past. It's to learn how to live with it in a way that brings peace and stability. The experiences of combat will always be a part of the veteran's story, but they don't have to define the future. With the right support, veterans can build a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Taking the first step. Reaching out for help is the hardest part for many veterans. Admitting that there's a problem feels like failure, but it's actually the opposite. It's a sign of strength. Asking for help means taking control of the situation and choosing to move toward healing. Veterans who feel overwhelmed should start small. Reaching out to a trusted friend, attending a support group meeting, or scheduling an appointment with a therapist are all meaningful first steps. There's no need to tackle everything at once. Healing happens one step at a time. The most important thing is to remember that no one has to face the battle alone. Help is available, and there are people who care and understand. Taking that first step toward healing can open the door to a new chapter of life, one built on connection, trust, and emotional peace.